This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Welcome everybody again. This is Guy coming to you from the IAUG Converge 2013 with our continuing series of interviews. In this segment, I introduce you to Stephen Leiden, a principal at Leiden Associates. Stephen, will you tell us a little bit about yourself and your firm?
Hi Guy, how are you today? Thanks for having me. I appreciate the time here spent. We're an independent consulting firm out of Metro New York area. We specialize in unified communications, contact centers, voice over IP, and integrated networks and converged networks. We've had this practice now for over 22 years. We work for a lot of mid to large clients that are national, even international. Just so happens that one of our clients happens to be New York Presbyterian Hospital. We work for Frank Castro, of course, president of IAUG. Great. Yeah, we've been doing this for quite a while. We do everything from needs assessments to procurements via RFP. We help project manage these implementations all the way through. We've been doing TDM. We've been doing voice over IP. We do a lot of unified communications now with the client base. I'm one of the contributors and experts on UCStrategies.com. We're a group of 12 experts nationally. I just wrote an article last week all about the fact that UCC is the only term to be used going forward. And really the essence of the article was that the words PBX, IP-PBX, and voice over IP are basically becoming irrelevant terms.
Absolutely right.
Okay, you don't hear those terms anymore. And we've been doing some needs assessments actually for two universities recently, totaling over 30,000 endpoints. And the feedback that we've gotten from all of the interviews and deep dives with executive management and different user groups was that no one was interested at all in anything about trading a phone for a phone, growing from the old to the new.
Interesting.
It wasn't about that. It was all about, tell me about video, tell me about collaboration, tell me about unified communications, tell me about how I can connect with all of my people across multiple geographies as if we're in one virtual building together.
Wow.
Very, very exciting. So, you know, my takeaway was really, especially when you have an older legacy system, which many of our clients do, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks here at IAUG that have a lot of legacy systems that are just hard to replace, partially because maybe management doesn't want to put any money into it, or it's a big expense, which happens to a lot of our customers.
We have all these soft costs surrounded, retraining people, the system,
totally.
Upkeep and maintenance, all those things.
Absolutely, guys. So what we're seeing is two things. Number one is we actually want to talk this new language, and we got to get the administrative frontline users excited about using a lot of these new features and functions. And then the other real piece is that it's very, very hard to drive a project in today's environment unless you have some return on investment. So we focus a lot on not just leveraging the new technology out there, but we're actually focusing on things like reducing maintenance contract costs, leveraging SIP trunking, leveraging literally almost no move and change activity in the new voice over IP environments,
right,
as an example, UCC. And then obviously anything that has a hard dollar return on it, you can temper that cost at the end of the day, and it's not as bad as it looks. And I can tell you, we actually were project implementing a cloud solution for a client right now that has it's a multi-million dollar deal for 5 years, and we built a return on investment model that actually zeroed out those investment costs per year.
Wow.
We literally came up with enough savings across the board.
Self-funding.
And it became a self-funding project, and that's exactly how it was
Fantastic.
Approved. So it doesn't happen all the time, but again, if you can just create that lever, it helps at least move the project along, which has been sitting still for a lot of users for a long time. And especially if people are looking for, tell me about ROI on every project. I think it's kind of the mindset of this economy. It's been that way for a while, I think.
Great.
You've spent a couple of days with Avaya here at the consultant conference. Any insights that came out of that?
You know, very exciting stuff. We're very fortunate. I was with a small group of about 30 of us. Got to spend some personal time with Kevin Kennedy, Brett Shockley, Gary Burnett, other executives, senior executives. Some of the takeaways were very interesting. I was very, very excited on multiple levels, but especially around the unified communications and collaboration piece from Gary Burnett's group. Seems to really be honing in on exactly where the market is going and where it should be going. And the other piece that I found very interesting was your entire data networking platform and the whole collaboration pod technology coming out, which really simplifies the whole data infrastructure for everything from video surveillance to digital signage to voice over IP, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it really simplifies that whole management. It's a fairly new product, but I was very intrigued. I've already set up a deep dive with my staff, with some of the executive management team already around that. So.
Oh, so glad to hear that.
Yeah, very excited.
I understand in your spare time that you're a musician.
I happen to be a musician. I happen to be a drummer in another life. I actually put myself through college by being a professional drummer, believe it or not. And there's actually a group of us consultants. You can actually YouTube us. And please don't laugh, because I always get a chuckle every time. But it's called, we're called the SIP Tones, as in SIP, SIP Protocol, the Session Initiation Protocol. And you can check out some of our songs there. And we're playing for national events, and maybe we'll play at IAUG hopefully someday.
I'll be looking forward to hearing that.
We've been speaking today with Stephen Stix-Leiden of Leiden Associates, and this has been your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.